Hello and welcome to this episode of the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. My name is Paul Geringer and I'm the Extension Legal Specialist here in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And today I want to give you a little bit of an update on a recent case involving a county pesticide ordinance that we had talked about previously on this podcast, and I've written a couple of articles on in the past looking at the initial circuit court decision. But today we have an appeal an opinion recently from the Maryland Court of Special Appeals that I want to talk about that reversed the lower court decision and found that the ordinance was not preempted by state law. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. So the county in question is Montgomery County here in Maryland. It's a county right outside of the District of Columbia. For those that are unfamiliar with how Maryland counties are laid out, but this is the county that is a suburb of Washington, D.C. So to give a little background on this, in 2015, the Montgomery County Council passed a bill prohibiting the use of certain pesticides in private or on private and county-owned properties. The law limited the use of pesticides registered with the Maryland Department of Agriculture, allowing pesticides listed by the county for non-essential cosmetic purposes and exempting agricultural applications. In 2017, the Montgomery County Circuit Court found that the Maryland state law preempted the ordinance, and I've got an overview of this appeal or this ruling in the notes down below that I will provide to you. I think I also have it linked to the podcast episode on this as well. The Court of Special Appeals of Maryland recently issued an opinion overruling the Circuit Court. The Court of Special Appeals found that found that federal and state laws in this case did not preempt the ordinance. So let's talk a little bit about the ordinance first. The ordinance, which Montgomery County passed again in 2015, created a new set of restricted pesticides and banned usage on private and county-owned properties. The ordinance prohibits a resident from using a registered pesticide other than a Montgomery County-listed pesticide on any privately owned or county-owned property. Broadly defined, a registered pesticide to include any pesticide registered by EPA and with the Maryland Department of Ag. Listed pesticides are limited to those with active ingredients recommended by the National Organic Standards Board. Pesticide applications on agricultural property, golf courses, and other limited cases were exempt under the ordinance. Municipalities in the counties could opt into the ordinance or opt out of the ordinance. So let's talk about the Court of Special Appeals opinion in this case. In here, the Court of Special Appeals reviewed similar federal and state pesticide laws as we mentioned, as what you're going to see mentioned in the circuit court's ruling. The court highlights a U.S. Supreme Court decision in Wisconsin Public Intervenor versus Mortimer from 1991, holding that the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act allowed for local governments regulating pesticides. After this ruling, the Maryland General Assembly did not approve legislation expressly preempting counties from regulating pesticides in 1992, 93, and 94. The Court of Special Appeals rejected arguments that state law expressly preempted the county ordinance. The court also rejected the circuit court's finding that the ordinance is preempted by conflict. Conflict preemption occurs when the lower level law makes it impossible to comply with both the federal or the lower level law and the higher level law, or the lower level law creates an obstacle to achieving the higher level law. The state's pesticide laws did not create preemption by conflict. To the court, the pesticide laws created a floor which counties were able to provide further health and safety restrictions. The county is also not banning the use of state-approved pesticides, and a total ban potentially might have caused a different outcome in this case. The ordinance fits in, according to the court, to other environmental schemes such as the Chesapeake and Atlantic Coastal Bay Critical Area Protection Programs. In that program, Maryland requires counties to develop agricultural programs to reduce runoff and enhance water quality. To the court, the state could actively ask counties to develop pesticide controls to improve water quality. At the same time, the ordinance potentially helps the state achieve water quality goals related to the Clean Water Act. To the court, all this ruled out conflict by preemption. The court also rejected preemption by implication, a situation where the higher authority law, in this case, the state's acts to occupy the entire field and leaves no room for the county to act. The court disagreed with the arguments that state law gave MDA full authority to act in the area of pesticides. The court pointed to a 1985 Attorney General's opinion concluding state law was not comprehensive enough to find preemption by implication. The court also pointed to three failed attempts in the General Assembly to limit local authority in regulating pesticides. The failure to pass demonstrated that state law did not occupy the entire field because the General Assembly was never able to pass a law limiting local authority to preempt the local ordinance. The court also rejected arguments that state pesticide laws created uniformity in the regulation of pesticides. The court looked at the language in the state law showing uniformity is desirable but not mandatory. The court points to the new neonicotinoid law restrictions, which conflict with federal law. The court also again highlights the Chesapeake and Atlantic Coastal Bay Critical Area Protection Program, giving counties the authority to pursue best management practices related to pesticides to enhance water quality. All this demonstrated that the ordinance was not preempted by implication. So, you know, why do you care about this? Why should you care, especially if you're here in Maryland? If you're in another state, this might not be a big deal to you, but why should you care if you're here? I need to note that this latest decision could still be appealed. I'm still waiting to hear if it's going to be appealed, but there's no guarantee the Court of Appeals would hear it. This decision highlights precisely how broad Maryland's county authority is. Based on this ruling, counties may potentially have more power to regulate pesticides in their boundaries than the circuit court's decision initially considered. How broad is this authority? That's still really unclear. The Montgomery County Ordinance provided exceptions for agricultural and other services and allowed county municipalities to opt into their ordinance. The court might not permit another county banning the use of all pesticides at this time. We only have this ordinance and we don't really have enough data points to see, you know, how this would be taken into account if it went further down the road. Across the country, counties have restricted pesticide use and in some cases the uses of certain crop varieties because of citizen concerns. In some states, these ordinances have been preempted by state law. In this case, such as the Montgomery County Ordinance, they haven't been preempted, so that we really don't have clear guidance. It's going to vary from state to state. So thank you again for listening today. If you have any questions on this, ideas for new podcast episodes I should be considering, please email me at lgoering@umd.edu, or you can tweet me at @AgLawPaul. I will say, as we get closer to having more regulations come out from some of the Farm Bill programs, there'll be more Farm Bill related materials put up on this podcast as we move forward. But thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.